While we are so anxious at the moment about the rate at which extinctions are currently occurring in the world, there is one body of opinion says, extinction is a natural part of the Darwinian process. There have been many, many extinctions in the past, millions and millions. Why should we be particularly worried about it at the moment? Is this not part of the normal pattern of things?
Yes, it's perfectly true that there have been many. I think something like 99% of all species that have ever lived have now gone extinct. And when I said things like, if individual advantage drives a species extinct, that's just too bad, I might have sounded very callous, as though somehow I don't care. As a matter of fact, I as an individual do care. But that's more of an aesthetic and emotional response. It's not saying that there's something different about what's going on now from what's gone on before. It's certainly true that extinction has always been a part of evolutionary history. As to why we should care about it emotionally, well, you might say, who cares? I suppose I would say then, one might not greatly care if the human species goes extinct, as it almost certainly will. But it would be very sad to me as an individual and for most people. You might say, well, what would it matter if a fire destroyed the Louvre and the National Gallery and destroyed all the great paintings of the world? No doubt people paint plenty more. That's true, they would paint plenty more. But it would be very, very sad. And we do think it worth spending an enormous amount of money to keep and house great art treasures. And keeping species of animal and plant that will never, ever be seen again if they go extinct does seem to me to be in the same category as preserving the last painting by Leonardo or something.
There's also, I think there's another perspective in which one can see this. We have tended to see the world as being very much here for our benefit. There is that passage which I wish one could excise from Genesis about man. God gave man dominion over the fishes of the sea and the fowls of the air and the beasts of the land. Because we've always had this assumption that it is there for us. And as a result of that, we've been perfectly happy to get rid of anything that doesn't seem to us immediately to be useful. And often we're not perceiving the complexity of the web of life within which we live. For instance, one of the expeditions that Mark and I were going to make for Last Chance to See, and for various reasons it turned out to be impossible, was we were going to look for this animal called the kupri, which is a primitive form of ox that lives insofar as they do live. We're not absolutely certain that there are any left at all. They live somewhat injudiciously in the minefields on the borders of Vietnam and Kampuchea. And as I say, it's a primitive form of ox, and it is an ancestral form of modern cattle. All modern cattle are susceptible to this terrible disease called rinderpest, which is a major problem, particularly in the third world, in Africa and Asia. And we have been unable to come up with any antidote to it. But we do know that the kupri is immune to it. So if we could find a kupri, we could start introducing its genetic immunity into the rest of our breeding stock. But then you look back over the history of how the situation has occurred in the first place, because it used to be that there were huge numbers of different species of cattle around the world, not all of which we saw as being useful to us. So we were interested in, you know, a particular type of milk yield, a particular type of meat, a particular immunity to this, that, or the other disease. We were looking for sort of features that we wanted in our cattle. So we would look at all the diversity that was available to us. We'll have a bit of you, please, and we'll have a bit of this one, we'll have a bit of that one. The rest of you, thank you, loves, that'll be all. And we've just sort of got rid of them. And as a result of that, we now have a vastly depleted genetic stock from which our future cattle will be derived. And we were both ignorant and arrogant and thinking that in selecting for what was useful to us, that we were actually doing ourselves a favour. And in fact, it's merely a measure of our ignorance of what we were dealing with that we were prepared to do that, because we're now suddenly reaping the whirlwind of that particular wind. Because we now have terrible problems, because we have got rid of all the genetic material that would have been of great use to us at this
time. Yes, I think that's absolutely right. I mean, even if you're trying to argue on a usefulness basis. You cannot know what's going to be useful. However, to me, the usefulness argument, in any case, is a demeaning argument. It's of course, it's economically important, but I feel it's so overshadowed by the aesthetic, artistic argument anyway that I wouldn't want to stand up and base the case upon the sort of Rinderpest kind of argument.
Mm.